This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, folks. City leaders are going up to the state to visit with state officials about securing a $125 million revenue bond approval to tide them over because of the financial situation that they find themselves in at the present time. It seems like they might have the cash available to make another payroll. Property tax revenues are not due until the end of January. So although they're on a calendar year budget year, their property taxes don't flow and won't really hit the bank and so forth until, you know, second, third, fourth week of January and into February, obviously. And we heard the CFO of the city talk about still processing property tax payments just last month, which, you know, there are certain processes in place. I don't know if they've exercised their rights to try and compel payment sooner rather than later. When you're owed money, you go get it, right? And sometimes you just got to be tough as it relates to that because you have obligations to every citizen of the city of New Orleans to make sure the funding and the financing is right. There was a story that was came out yesterday where in NOLA.com, Blake Patterson is the author, about New Orleans falters on vendor payments amid cash crunch. This is not new. This is not new news. This has been going on for years. In fact, I've been talking about it for a long time. And because this is, in fact, the city using other people's money as working capital because we hadn't had access to cash. This financial practice is emblematic of financial distress. When you're holding people's money, and I've heard from a number of vendors that this is the case, and over the years, I mean, we're talking about double-digit millions of dollars that they were behind, you know, 90, 120, 180 days, 150 days. I mean, it was crazy. But this is how the city survived, and this is how that was their working capital. They used other people's money. You know what this is. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's hiding the financial distress that you're actually in by doing this. This is not an acceptable financial practice. If you can't pay your bills, what does it mean? Houston, we got a problem, right? And our expenditure base, obviously, we cannot afford. So what does that mean? That means there has to be cuts. You know, when J.P. Morrell talks about austerity, it's going to get pretty butt ugly. And it has to. The city's going to have to find a way to live within its means. If they can figure out what their means are, that would be step one. And that would be nice. And, you know, we're talking about cuts that, you know, are really bad. We're hearing that the homeless funding, this story broke, I think, yesterday or this morning as well, you know, because we rely on grants. And, of course, we have to match some of this grant thing. And everybody thinks that, you know, we're going to continue. The federal government's going to continue to provide all of these dollars in perpetuity for all of these aspirational programs that we want to get involved in. And therefore, we get lazy and we don't have to figure out whether or not there's a way that we can fund and finance this locally. So in the event that there are cuts at the state or federal level, that we're able to keep these programs alive and well and some semblance of them and the impact that we're able to make remain meaningful. But that's not what we do. We just keep going and getting more grants, more grants. Meanwhile, we're $38 trillion plus, you know, in debt at the federal level. And it's as if and though nobody's reading the room. No one's reading the tea leaves. No one's gaining a better understanding that this whole thing is about to fall apart. So the Trump administration starts DOGE. Everybody goes up in arms. What do you mean? We're going to right-size government? We're going to spend our money judiciously? We may have too many of these, too many of those, too many over there, too many over here. Everybody's got comfortable. We recognize that productivity is not that important because when we sent everybody home for the pandemic, a good percentage of these people were doing nothing. We were just paying them. And we realized we don't need all of these people. And then we end up with all these buildings that are empty, right? A total waste of money. We're spending millions upon millions upon millions of dollars keeping the HVAC up and running, the electrical, doing what's necessary to waterproof the building, the whole nine yards. For what? In case everybody's going to come back, and in case, you know, we're going to get to that employment level that we once were. No, we don't want to be there. We shouldn't want to be there, because the alternative is, as costs go up, prices go up, and everything else, guess what else goes up? Wages. And then you, the taxpayers, are going to be called upon to pay more. And I said this yesterday, and I said it the day before, the rich, there's not enough of them to foot this bill. So if you think you're immune and you're living in a bubble, you're living in a dream world. You're not in touch with reality. The same way that we've not been in touch with reality right here. Because we consistently fail to stare. We're staring the obvious in the face and walking right around it. There's been indicators all the way around. And the moment that you're now even telling vendors, don't even bother putting it into the system because we're not paying it right now. That is financial malpractice. And I would love for vendors who have been told that by this city administration to step forward and reveal the underbelly of what's going on in city government. Because they are setting up this next administration to fail right now. If that's the message that they're sending to vendors, that is incredibly dangerous, because we're not even aware of what the potential liabilities are. That's the whole purpose of putting it into the system when those bills are actually due. And I hope, folks, I hope the business community steps up, because this is the only way that this is going to change, right? Fear. And it has to be sanctions for this. Somebody's got to be held to account. Don't even enter it into the system, because it's not going to get paid. What? Are you kidding me? What are we doing? What are we doing? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, where's LaToya? She's fighting hard to be able to have a relationship. She's fighting harder for that than she is for you, as a citizen of New Orleans or a taxpayer. She don't give a damn about you. She's just worried about communicating with her beau. This is crazy world USA. Now, the state has an opportunity here to step up and create an incredible partnership with the new administration that's coming in. And I hope that they recognize and realize that this present administration is trying to undermine the future administration. And they don't hold it against the incoming administration. The only chance that we have of remedying and curing these problems, quite frankly, is Helena Moreno. Whether you voted for her or not doesn't matter at this point in time, because if you want any semblance of a city government that is operating with some sense of following best practices, she is it. She's it. And we shouldn't let this administration off the hook. There are those talking about, oh, we got to stop looking back and stop blaming. No. We got to do just the opposite. Every opportunity that we have to point out what they did, and some of this, I said before, is touching on criminal negligence, because it's even worse than that, because I believe in some cases there's even intentionality. There has to be. You don't get to this point and you're not communicating to vendors messaging about don't even enter it into the system. I mean, this is crazy town USA. And a lot of what we have to vote on November the 15th is for the next administration. So don't punish the next administration. Give them the opportunity to prove themselves that they're going to be able to provide deliverables in an effective and efficient way. What we need to do is make sure this administration that's in there right now is held to account for the malpractice that they've been involved in for years. Any CAO, any CFO worth their weight in salt, when you're not paying vendors until 120 days later, should know that there is a cash flow problem. And not just a simple cash flow problem, a huge cash flow problem, especially when the duration of the practice has gone on for years. We got one shot at this, and one shot only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's go to Dell. Dell, you're up. What say you?
Hey, Noel. I call them the Confederacy of Dunces. That's my name for the administration, this current administration. My biggest curiosity is have they made any attempts to resolve that without going to the state?
Yes.
maybe like a tax amnesty or something like that. I'm certain that
No. Tax amnesty does not get us to where we need to be. That's not a good thing.
Wow.
We need to collect every dollar that we're owed. These are obligations that people have, and we need to collect every dollar that we can get our little grimy little hands on. I mean, that's how disastrous this is. Because this is really not about right now. This is about 6 months from now. Okay.
So here's the question: how is it that the people who we entrust the city to not see this coming?
They did.
Not hard.
They did.
Really?
They did. There is no way that anyone worth their weight in salt that was working, you know, on these financial statements that did not understand that they were in trouble. They have not been paying vendors. In fact, the city council had to step in, conduct a mini study, and actually pass an ordinance to compel the administration. And I don't remember, if they were on net 30, net 60 or whatever, you know, that they were going to pay their vendors because they were utilizing the vendors' money as working capital.
Oh my God.
They delayed and they just kept their, you know, and they just roll it over. This has been going on for years. This is not anything new. I mean, I've been talking to vendors for a long time and they're telling me about this practice, and it's why when they go out on a public bid, nobody wants to bid. We have some of the finest vendors in the South, right here in this city, that refuse to do work for the city. That's emblematic that there is a problem. There is a problem.
I always know this city just does not do smart business. Most of the food vendors, even for our festival, the food vendors that come from different parts of the country, they get first dibs on most of the festivals that are here. They take that money, they go back to the city of which they came from, and they spend it there. You know, just in the quarter or the CBD alone during Mardi Gras, how often do you see one of the food trucks with a Louisiana plate? Those people are grandfathered those spaces. They take their money and they go back to where they're from and they spend it there.
Yeah,
this is not smart business.
No, it's not smart at all. I mean, do we have to be a little colloquial, you know, do we have to think about ourselves first? I've not apologized for this at all. I've been talking about this on a national level, the state level, and the local level. We got to take care of ourselves. We have to be a little bit selfish, because we don't get, you know, we've been struggling with adequate trash pickup. We've been struggling mm-hmm. with drainage. We've been struggling with sewerage. We've been struggling with potable water, right? I mean, you know, we're worried about all kinds of other things, and we've had a damn hard time to deliver potable water over the years.
What's the number one rule of survival? Self-preservation. You have a good one, Noel.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. You know, so this continues to go on, and it's going to be interesting to see. I really hope that cooler heads prevail. There are a lot of smart people that are going to be in that room. Of all the folks that they mentioned that are going to be in that room this afternoon, there are a lot of smart people that are going to be in that room. I'm confident that there's something that's going to be worked out there. There can be, you know, there's nothing wrong with checks and balance. I mean, you don't want to go, you don't want it to be overbearing. There can be a compromise. That's not a dirty word. It's actually a nice word, right? Think about all the compromises you make at home in your relationships every single day. With your kids, with your significant others, in work, in business. Why did this become so nasty at a political level? We should be proud that we can go into a room and craft an agreement that, you know, not everybody gets what they absolutely need, but, you know, we have certain friction points that we can get by. And we don't need to apologize about thinking about ourselves, meaning the city and the state and this country, first. We'll never apologize for that. Hell, we've been paying the price for the betterment of each of us all along. Can't be worried about a lot of the others. Now when we can't feed our own, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.